We love to round out our Fridays like this. Our production guys have been working very hard during the week to give you the weird bits and the strange bits and the funny bits and the awkward bits. And it's all wrapped up in a nice little package called The Week That Was.
Welcome to another Week That Was. Well, the week started by the guys getting weird again.
Sometimes you like to rub peaches on women.
No, that's so weird.
Exactly, you're going down a weird route.
No, I don't like to rub peaches on women. No, Dana.
Okay, then where are you going with this?
Then got weirder.
I really love like a husky voice on a girl.
Ready, Andy? Does this do it for you? Hey, Andy. How you doing? No?
A bit smokerish.
I tried.
Guys, that was just the start of the week too. My God. Deny it all you want, Harry, but we know the type of films you watch.
Dude, I was in bed watching a French film.
Of course you were.
And it wasn't one of those erotic ones.
Oh, my God.
Now, everyone's already on the phones. No, it wasn't. It was a lovely family movie.
Cosmic Dana came out and decided she wanted to talk about the moon and folklore.
But I do want to talk about the moon because I thought, do you know any factual scientific information that supports this? Do dogs actually howl at the moon or is that just werewolves?
Harry then warned us all that full moons affect people's moods, especially Dana's.
Avoid Dana today, everyone. Could be in a mood, just saying.
Harry does seem to be self-conscious about his weight.
Well, I'm only saying that because I can't fit in my suit at the moment. I've got to lose 20 kilos. Everyone, fine. You happy? You got the truth.
The two ruined another birthday shout-out again.
Baby, you want to sip a party like it's your birthday?
It's Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh, I thought it was someone from the community. Who cares about Dr. Seuss?
I do. He taught me so many life lessons, you know, with those weird, wacky trees and, you know, oh, the places you'll go. And he was born in 1904.
If you do have a birthday, though, and you want a decent shout-out, 654-11981.
What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying.
It's a great shout-out.
Shouting out to dead people.
Okay, well, whose birthday is it that you know?
I don't know. I've got no friends. I told you this before.
Yeah, so my fact's better than your fact.
Okay,
let's stop fighting.
Move on.
Dana discovered this week she had a superpower.
One knocked another. It was like a domino effect of these clay cups, and they went toppling down, and I had the fastest flashing hands you've ever seen, and I caught them all.
You caught them all?
Yes!
Wow, so your superpower is lightning reflexes.
No, quick catching. Quick catching. Because...
I'm pretty sure that's reflexes. Okay. Anyway.
Quick catching. Yeah, but I can't do it with anything else. It's just
clay mugs. What a useless, absolutely useless superpower.
Then Harry gave us way too much information again.
Because I manscaped quite a fair bit.
Oh, la, la, la. Is this where I put my hands in my ears and I...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot of trimming done, a lot of shaving.
Are we talking down south?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, Andy Lee came on to save the show, and the guys asked him about a One Direction interview he did in 2012, and he revealed this little nugget.
Yeah, I must admit, on that One Direction interview, Hamish and I were pretty hungover. We also didn't know any of their names, so we got our producer to write their names in the order they were sitting. It was kind of just before that they became really big.
Seriously, guys, if you play Dolly Parton one more time.
Hey, you know what happens when we play, when we talk about Dolly Parton on the show?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everyone. What a way to make a living.
Getting by. It's all taken and no giving. We'll get in trouble from the bosses again.
Yes, you will. Meeting. My office. Now. Oh, and that's your week that was.